The good news is that your subconscious robot can basically find you or create for you almost anything that you want. The bad news is that your subconscious robot, just like everybody's, does not know the difference between a dream and reality, and it certainly does not have a sense of humor. So when you call yourself idiot, your subconscious robot says, okay, we can do that. You're an idiot. Let's do things that make you look like an idiot. And of course, this is not what you want. What we do want is for you to be, you know, to perform in all areas of your life to the extent that you want to have the kinds of relationships that you want to. And again, this is about becoming clear about it. And monitoring your self-talk is really one of the first things that I suggest that clients do. And it really doesn't matter in what area it is. For example, you may look at somebody who you think, oh, it'd be nice to have a relationship with them. And then listen for the voices. This is kind of similar to the itty bitty shitty committee, but it's kind of like a self-doubt thing. And what happens is you hear the voice that says, well, they would probably never want a relationship with me, the kind of person I am. So we have to start asking ourselves, well, what kind of a person am I? And one of the exercises that I get people to do is you write down all the things that you want in a relationship, all the things that you want from that person in a relationship, and all the things that you want that person to have. And then what you should really do is try to become that person. Because the more like that person you are, the more likely you are to attract that kind of a person. Now, I actually get people in business to do this, bosses to do this, so that when they're interviewing people, they notice more things about the people that they're interviewing. It just becomes an extremely detailed process where you just begin to notice very important things that you wouldn't otherwise notice.